Do you want to boost your confidence and unleash your full potential? Have you ever felt held back by self-doubt and insecurity? If so, you're not alone. But what if I told you that there's a proven way to permanently boost your confidence, and it comes from the teachings of one of the greatest leaders in history, Marcus Aurelius? In this video, we'll explore the Stoic philosophy of Marcus Aurelius and how you can apply his wisdom to your own life to become a more confident, resilient, and fulfilled person. Lesson 1. Cultivate a positive mindset. Marcus Aurelius believed that our life is what our thoughts make it. To permanently boost your confidence, it is essential to cultivate a positive mindset. This begins with understanding that the power to shape your reality lies within you. Focus on the good in every situation and view challenges as opportunities for growth. Aurelius once said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." When you consciously choose to think positively, you create a fertile ground for confidence to blossom. Embrace the idea that you are capable, deserving, and equipped to handle anything life throws at you. To cultivate a positive mindset, practice gratitude daily. Reflect on the blessings in your life and express appreciation for them. This simple exercise can shift your focus from what's wrong to what's right, thereby strengthening your confidence. Remember, confidence is not about never experiencing fear or doubt. It's about acknowledging these feelings and choosing to move forward despite them. So nurture a positive mindset and watch your confidence soar. Lesson 2. Eliminate negative thinking. Negative thinking patterns, such as self-doubt, pessimism, and self-criticism, can significantly hinder our confidence and overall well-being. To eliminate these patterns, we must first become aware of them and then actively work to replace them with positive, empowering thoughts. One effective strategy for eliminating negative thinking is cognitive restructuring. This process involves identifying negative thoughts, challenging their validity, and replacing them with more balanced and rational alternatives. By doing so, we can change the way we perceive ourselves and the world around us, ultimately boosting our confidence. For instance, if you find yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough to get that promotion," challenge this thought by asking yourself if it's based on fact or just your perception. Reflect on your skills, accomplishments, and past successes, and use these as evidence to counter your negative thought. Then, replace it with a more positive and realistic statement, such as, "I have the skills and experience to excel in that role, and I deserve to be considered for the promotion." Another powerful tool for eliminating negative thinking is mindfulness meditation. By focusing on the present moment and observing our thoughts without judgment, we can develop a greater awareness of our thought patterns and gain better control over them. Regular mindfulness practice can help reduce negative thinking, improve self-esteem, and increase overall confidence. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." This quote emphasizes the importance of our thoughts in shaping our reality. By eliminating negative thinking and cultivating a more positive mindset, we can significantly improve our confidence and overall quality of life. Remember, eliminating negative thinking is an ongoing process that requires patience, practice, and persistence. It's essential to be kind and compassionate towards yourself as you work through this process. Acknowledge your progress, celebrate your successes, and learn from any setbacks. Lesson 3. Engage in self-discovery. Marcus Aurelius believed that self-discovery is a crucial aspect of personal growth and confidence building. He once said, "The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane." This quote emphasizes the importance of understanding and embracing our unique selves, rather than conforming to societal expectations. Self-discovery is a journey that requires introspection, courage, and patience. It involves delving deep into our thoughts, emotions, and experiences to gain a clearer understanding of who we are, what we value, and what we aspire to achieve. This process can significantly boost our confidence, as it enables us to identify and harness our strengths. address our weaknesses, and live a life that aligns with our values and aspirations. Writing down our thoughts, feelings, and experiences can provide valuable insights into our inner world. It can help us identify patterns in our behavior, understand our emotional triggers, and clarify our goals and values. Marcus Aurelius himself was a prolific journaler, using his writings as a tool for self-reflection and personal growth. While our own perceptions are crucial, it's also beneficial to gain an external perspective. Constructive feedback can help us recognize our blind spots, challenge our assumptions, and enhance our self-awareness. However, it's important to approach feedback with an open mind and a willingness to learn, rather than defensiveness or denial. Self-discovery also involves stepping out of our comfort zones and trying new experiences. By challenging ourselves and exploring unfamiliar territories, we can discover hidden talents, passions, and strengths. This not only broadens our horizons, but also boosts our confidence as we realize our ability to adapt, learn, and grow. Self-discovery is not a one-time event, but a lifelong process. As we evolve and navigate different stages of life, our self-understanding needs to be continually updated. Therefore, it's essential to regularly set aside time for introspection, reflection, and self-assessment. Lesson 4. Practice kindness and generosity. Marcus Aurelius believed that kindness and generosity are not just virtues, but they are also powerful tools for building confidence. When we practice kindness and generosity, we not only make a positive impact on the lives of others, but we also enhance our self-worth and self-esteem. When we are kind and generous, we create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which in turn fosters deeper relationships. These relationships can provide us with emotional support, encouragement, and a sense of belonging, all of which can boost our confidence. Aurelius once said, "Never esteem anything as of advantage to you that will make you break your word or lose your self-respect." When we are kind and generous, we stay true to our values, and we maintain our self-respect, which is crucial for building confidence. Secondly, practicing kindness and generosity can help us shift our focus from ourselves to others. Often, low confidence stems from an excessive focus on our perceived flaws and shortcomings. By focusing on helping others, we can distract ourselves from our self-doubts and gain a broader perspective on life. When we help others, we often discover that we have more to offer than we realized. This realization can boost our confidence and help us see ourselves in a more positive light. Thirdly, kindness and generosity can help us cultivate gratitude. When we give to others, we become more aware of the blessings in our own lives. Gratitude, in turn, can help us maintain a positive mindset and reduce negative thinking, both of which are crucial for building confidence. Aurelius advised, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." By practicing kindness and generosity, we can cultivate this sense of gratitude and appreciate the privilege of being able to make a difference in the world. Practicing kindness and generosity can help us develop resilience. Life is full of challenges and setbacks, and it's easy to lose confidence when things don't go our way. However, when we focus on helping others, we can find strength and purpose even in difficult times. Aurelius said, "The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing, insofar as it stands ready against the accidental and the unforeseen, and is not apt to fall." By practicing kindness and generosity, we can develop the resilience we need to face life's challenges with confidence. Lesson 5. Know your principles and live them. Marcus Aurelius believed that living a life of integrity, where your actions align with your values, is crucial for building self-respect and confidence. He emphasized the importance of knowing your principles and living by them, as it is the foundation for a fulfilling and confident life. Your principles are the guiding stars that help you navigate through the complexities of life. They are the core values that define who you are and what you stand for. When you live according to your principles, you create a sense of inner harmony and peace, which in turn boosts your confidence. To know your principles, you must engage in deep introspection. Reflect on what truly matters to you, what you believe in, and what you stand for. It could be honesty, compassion, fairness, responsibility, or any other value that resonates with you. Once you identify your principles, make a conscious effort to live by them every day. Living by your principles means making choices and taking actions that align with your values. It means standing up for what you believe in, even when it's difficult or unpopular. It means being true to yourself, even when no one is watching. Marcus Aurelius said, "Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present." Living by your principles arms you with the weapons of reason, resilience, and inner strength to face any situation with confidence. Living by your principles helps you build trust and respect, not just from others, but also from yourself. When you know that you are staying true to your values, you feel a sense of pride and self-respect, which boosts your confidence. However, living by your principles is not always easy. It often requires courage, discipline, and perseverance. You may face challenges, setbacks, and temptations that test your commitment to your principles. But remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about striving to be better, one step at a time. Marcus Aurelius advised, "The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane." Don't be afraid to stand up for your principles, even if it means going against the crowd. Remember, true confidence comes from within, from the knowledge that you are living a life of integrity and authenticity. So, take the time to know your principles and make a commitment to live by them every day. Let them guide your actions, shape your decisions, and define your character. Remember, your principles are not just words. They are the essence of who you are. Lesson 6. Concentrate on finding solutions. Marcus Aurelius believed that every obstacle presents an opportunity for growth and learning. When you concentrate on finding solutions, you not only boost your confidence, but also develop resilience and adaptability. The Roman emperor and philosopher often emphasized the importance of maintaining a proactive approach towards life's challenges. He said, "Our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt." The mind adapts and converts to its own purposes the obstacle to our acting. So, how can you concentrate on finding solutions and boost your confidence? The first step towards finding solutions is accepting reality as it is. Aurelius taught that we should not waste our energy resisting or complaining about the situation. Instead, we should focus on understanding the problem and identifying potential solutions. Remember, acceptance does not mean resignation. It means acknowledging the situation so that you can take appropriate action. Marcus Aurelius believed that our perception shapes our reality. Therefore, if you view challenges as threats or obstacles, you're likely to feel overwhelmed and helpless. However, if you reframe them as opportunities for growth, you'll feel more confident and empowered. So, whenever you encounter a problem, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can this make me stronger?" We feel anxious and uncertain because we focus on factors beyond our control. Marcus Aurelius advised that we should focus our energy on what we can control, our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. He said, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." So, instead of worrying about external circumstances, concentrate on what you can do to improve the situation. Large problems can seem daunting and insurmountable. However, if you break them down into smaller, manageable tasks, they become less intimidating. Marcus Aurelius suggested that we should do every act of your life as though it were the very last act. So, focus on one task at a time and take small, consistent steps towards finding a solution. Marcus Aurelius believed that failure is an integral part of growth and learning. He said, "The obstacle in the path becomes the path." Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. So instead of fearing failure, embrace it as a valuable learning experience. Analyze what went wrong, extract the lessons, and use them to refine your approach. Finding solutions often requires patience and persistence. Marcus Aurelius taught that we should not expect immediate results but should stay committed to our goals. He said, "How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it." So, remain patient, stay the course, and trust that your efforts will eventually bear fruit. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. So, harness the power of your mind, focus on finding solutions, and watch your confidence grow. Remember, confidence is not about never facing challenges or making mistakes. It's about having the courage and resilience to overcome them. So, embrace challenges, learn from them, and let them fuel your growth and confidence.